Cape Breton Regional Municipality Mayor Cecil Clark says he'd like to see the return of blood donation services. Clark says the community is aware of the challenges Canadian Blood Services is facing with declining donor participation, so it would be wise for them to return after departing more than 10 years ago.
We have a population base here in the CBRM of 107,000 people that are not being tapped into, literally, for blood donations, and it could provide a difference in the lives of our fellow citizens, Nova Scotians and Canadians. And not that it's a full-time service, but even to establish a quarterly blood collection mobile clinic here would be a huge advancement. Blood collection is becoming more and more of a priority for citizens, demand rising because of just medical needs. You see urgent appeals for donors by Canadian Blood Services, and they're looking for up to 1 million new donors over 5 years, and yet in the CBRM, the closest place for blood donation for the Canadian Blood Service is in Port Hawkesbury.
Clark had written a letter to the province about concerns in having blood donation services return to the area. He says he appreciates the positive response, but no decisions have been made yet. There has been no blood donation clinic in the municipality since 2015. Meanwhile, the Antigonish Diocesan Council of the Catholic Women's League of Canada is applauding the municipality's efforts to bring blood donation services back to the community. Past President Anne McCormick says the CBRM's call for quarterly service is a reasonable request, and she says Canadian Blood Services should be able to extend their current route in the meantime.
The mobile clinic comes through the province. It comes, for example, to New Glasgow, then to Antigonish and Port Hawkesbury. We would hope it could continue on to the CBRM. We think that a scheduled mobile clinic is a practical and cost-effective way to start having blood donation.
McCormick says even though the blood donor clinic shut down because of operational expenses and low donor turnout, a lot has changed since 2015.
Our population has increased. Our population is more diverse. So we think it's time for them to take a look at it and maybe look at giving us access to a clinic again.
McCormick says even one or two mobile clinic visits per year would be beneficial. The CWL's Denise Forgeron agrees.
Well, we need to provide access and opportunity to have participation, and then there will be an awareness that will grow. And other communities across Atlantic Canada, comparable size and fewer citizens, have mobile clinics, and some of them are a greater distance to the processing center than we are in Cape Breton. So we don't think it's our geography. We just think that when they set up some mobile clinics, we weren't on the list.
On the topic of blood type, Forgeron and McCormick agree that most people wouldn't know the answer if you asked them, what is your blood type?
Well, many people don't know their blood type until they give blood, unless they're going for surgery or have a medical condition. And so when they give blood, they may find out that they have a rare type of blood that is needed if they were ever in an accident or ill. And they might also find out that they have a rare type of blood that is needed to be donated. And there were people in Cape Breton that were proud that they had a certain type of blood that was often needed. They were a universal donor, and they were called upon to give blood in the past. And that's a number of years ago. And they had a card that told what their blood type was and how many donations they had made.
CBS says their challenges escalated this past winter with a decrease in donations because of several storms forcing people to cancel their appointments. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.